This story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club, The Magpie and the Milk, a story from Turkey. An old woman was milking her cow. She left the pail in the yard while she went to fetch wood for her fire. "I'll boil that milk," she thought, "and have a nice hot drink." But while she was away collecting firewood, a handsome magpie flew over the yard and spotted the milk pail. "Lovely," thought the magpie, "fresh, creamy milk. What a treat." He flew down and perched on the edge of the pail. But the magpie made rather an awkward landing, and instead of just dipping his beak in, he lost his balance, scrabbled to keep his footing, and, oh dear, only succeeded in tipping the pail right over. Magpie was still shaking milk off his feathers and catching the drops in his beak when the old woman came back with her pile of wood. Straight away, she realized what happened and made a grab for the thief. Magpie squawked and struggled so hard to get away that he left his handsome blue-black tail in the old woman's hand. Old woman," he chittered, "give me back my tail." "Certainly," said the old woman, "just as soon as you fetch me some more milk." So Magpie went to the cow shed and said, "Cow, cow, give me some milk. Then I can give it to the old woman, and she will give me back my tail." "Certainly," said the cow, "just as soon as you fetch me some nice juicy grass." Magpie hopped away, for he couldn't fly properly without his tail to balance him, to the nearest field. "Field, field," he said, "give me some of your green juicy grass. Then I can give it to the cow, and she will give me some milk. Then I can give the milk to the old woman, and she will give me back my tail." "Certainly," said the field, "just as soon as you fetch me some cool, refreshing water." Magpie hopped off down the road to look for the water carrier. When he found him, the bird said, water carrier, please give me some cool water for the field. Then the field will give me some juicy grass. I can give the grass to the cow. The cow will give me some milk. I will give the milk to the old woman, and she will give me back my tail." "Certainly," said the water carrier, "just as soon as you bring me a freshly laid egg for my lunch." So the tired magpie hopped off to find a hen. "Hen, hen," he gasped when he found her, "please will you lay me an egg? Then I can give it to the water carrier, and he will give me some cool water, and I can give the water to the field, and the field will give me some nice juicy grass, and I shall give the grass to the cow, and the cow will give me some nice milk. And I can give it to the old woman, and she will give me back my tail." He sank exhausted into the dust. "Gracious me," said the hen, "is that really you, magpie? What a state you're in, with your glossy feathers all dusty and your beautiful tail gone. Well, when all's said and done, we are both birds, and we should help one another." She settled down and after a minute started to cluck. "There you are, magpie, a nice fresh egg." "Oh, thank you, dear hen," said Magpie. He shook his feathers and carefully rolled the egg back to the water carrier. Then the water carrier gave the water to Magpie. Magpie gave the water to the field. The field gave the grass to Magpie. Magpie gave the grass to the cow. The cow gave the milk. "Quick, fetch a bucket," to Magpie. And Magpie gave the milk to the old woman. "Now can I have my tail back?" he said. And the old woman gave him back his beautiful blue-black tail feathers. All around the yard flew the happy magpie, flaunting his tail and singing his tuneless song. And the old woman set her saucepan of milk on the fire and settled down to enjoy a nice hot drink.